This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
When praises go up, blessings will come down. How many come to this place tonight to give God some praise on tonight? Come on, can you put your hands together for us on tonight? We're going to sing this little song right for you. Come on.
We are going out to spread God's word. We will sing His praise.
Thank you. Bible say, oh yes it did. One day he died, oh how they cried, and they laid him in the grave, oh hallelujah. But Jesus, who knows our sorrow? Oh, yes, he did. Our sorrow, he will always share. Take a deep. They look down the road, so he was standing right there. Hallelujah.
Martha said, Lord,
she said, Lord,
if you had been here,
she said, Lord,
if you come when I call,
I have a brother.
Our brother
will
still be alive.
But Jesus. If you believe it, you will see your brother again. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Jesus said, show me the place. What lambs lay. And I put new life. Oh, yes, I will. Yeah, Lord. Oh, yes, they did. They said, Lord, our brother is gone. But listen what Jesus said. He said, there's no need to fear. Your master is right here. He said, take when he did that, yeah. He called Lazarus by his name. Can you hear him calling Lazarus? He said, Lazarus, please come forth. And when Lazarus got there, Lord, if you had been here, if you just only been here, can you hear I'm talking with Jesus? She said, I'm a brother.
Come
when I call you. I call you a few days ago.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Nagatik. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
But look at me at 6th chapter of Matthew. We're going to read, parade and peruse the periphery of verse 30 through verse 34. We'll do our best to give it to you the best way that we know how, under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. When you have Matthew chapter 6 and you're looking at verse number 30, amen, I want you to say, I have the word and I'm ready to receive it. Verse number 30 of the gospel according to Matthew chapter number 6. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. I want to use today, this morning, topic, title, tag, if you will, this message, and a subtitle, A Lesson for Life. It's kind of a, you know, it's going to be an instructional message, so, you know, you can take your seatbelt off. It's not going to be much turbulence, man. But the subtitle is Remembering What's First, amen, amen. So, y'all won't be mad at me if I don't holler at you a little bit. Just, you know, I don't do it. If I don't do that, don't y'all be mad, okay? Amen. But the gospel according to Matthew brings us to this point. Just skipping the background stuff and just get right into it. Jesus is teaching here. And anytime Jesus is teaching, we ought to pay attention. Amen. Jesus begins teaching the Beatitudes, as we call them, you know, the blessed attitudes. And basically, you're happy if, you know, he said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. He said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God, children of God. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. He goes on and talks about, you know, blessed. He said, blessed, and look at this, blessed when men shall revile you and say all manner of evil against you. For they did that to the prophets before you, right? So we ought not be getting all uncomfortable and all bent out of shape when people say all manner of evil against us. Amen. Amen. So why we spend so much time hating back on our haters? Amen. When Jesus said it's all right, you should be happy. How can you be happy when you get mad when people say stuff? Get mad when they don't speak to you. Get mad when they don't do what you want them to do. Jesus said we ought to be happy. Amen. But Jesus is teaching. He's teaching here. And, you know, anybody got a written King James? I know most of us use our phone, but is it in red in your Bible? Yeah. If it's in red, that means Jesus is speaking. Do you believe that Jesus will tell you something that's wrong? So we know that what we're talking about today is right and good for our souls. Amen? And so Jesus talks about that, but then we find that in this life that there are a whole lot of things that we're going to encounter, and we can't forget the first things. We can't forget the lessons that life might teach us. But Jesus tried to warn us before we get to some of those things that we might face. When we think about life, life is similar to a dollar bill. You know, it doesn't matter how you spend it, but you only get one time to spend it. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? You only, this one time in this flesh, that's it. Amen? And then you have a glorified body afterwards, but this one time in this flesh. So be mindful how you spend it. Jesus is teaching. He instructs us. He instructs them of some very important issues for people who are going to be his disciples. He talks about, first off, giving. He talks about, in this sixth chapter, if you read the entirety of the chapter, you'll find he talks about giving. He said giving of alms. In other words, the stuff that you give for charity, the things that you do. He said don't sound a trumpet when you do it. Don't try to tell everybody, oh yeah, I did this for so and so. I did it. He said that's your reward right there. When somebody say, oh, good job, you did well, that's all you get from that. So you can't get mad when you don't receive a harvest from what you say that you sowed. Amen. Amen. So be quiet about the things that you do. He talks about giving. And so, you know, sometimes we don't want to give. We want to hold back. You know, we got that fist balled up the same way nothing can't come out, nothing can't come in either. Preach. Amen. So he talks about giving. And this is something that people in the church need to have clarified, because we talk about and brag about what we gave. And then when we get something, we start talking about and bragging about the reason why we got it is because we gave this and we did that. And I prayed this way. Do you know that I don't care how you pray and how you give, if God don't want you to have it, you can't get it anyway? I'm just telling you that because I know for a fact for myself there are some things that God blessed me with that I didn't ask for, but he gave it to me because he wanted to. Lord have mercy. All right, so he talks about giving. I know y'all gonna get quiet on that. He talks not only about giving, but he talks about praying. He said, don't be like the hypocrites. You know, when we talk about praying, we want to be heard, and we want to make up our prayers as if our prayers are so impressive to God. But you can't impress God with your prayers. Not at all. I don't care how many words you use, how big they are, and let me tell you something else. I don't care how loud you holler. God ain't deaf. He can hear you. Matter of fact, he answered a woman's prayer by the name of Hannah, who only moved her lips. Y'all with me? And the people around her, especially the priest, said she got to be drunk. Didn't know what was going on, but she poured her heart out to God, and he heard her, and her prayer never came through her lips, but her prayer was when her lips was moved, she silently spoke. I wish I had somebody in the house today that said, I didn't pray out loud. I didn't go hollering and screaming, but I just asked the Lord to have mercy. Prayer. He talks to them about prayer. But not only does he talk to them about prayer, but he talks to them about fasting. Because now he's dealing with people that, because now you're close to Jesus, you're going to think you're better than everybody else. So he got to get them straight, because you know how we do. We judge others because I don't do what they do. Come on and say amen. I'm better than that. I can't. No. But do you know that we, no matter where you are, we are the same in Christ. The Bible says he has no respect of persons. Man put levels and man put the heights on people and say, well, this one is higher than that one. And, you know, we got it bad. You know, it's a shame that even amongst preachers, we try to say, oh, this one is an apostle. He's better than the prophet. This one is a bishop. And he, you know, we got to get to a point to where we realize that we're all saved by the same blood. All right. I think I'm boring you, but I don't mind, because I know I'm on assignment. Amen. We got to understand what he said about fasting. He said, when you're fasting, you don't go and tell everybody about how you're fasting, what you're fasting from. And, you know, you don't try to appear as though you're fasting. He said, you ought to look like anybody else, and nobody ought to ever even know what you're dealing with, because you can't tell by the appearance. Back in that day, they would put on sackcloth and they would put frowns on their face and ashes on their head to make sure everybody knew, don't mess with me today because I'm fasting. You know how we do. Oh, don't mess with me today. I ain't got time for that because I'm trying to get in the presence of the Lord. No, you ought to be able to be in the presence of the Lord anyway, because he is on the inside of you. Amen. Talks about fasting. I know I'm making some religious folks mad. I don't care. Not only that, but look at this. He goes on to talk about greed also. Talk about storing up. We're more concerned about what we can store up than helping people. Amen. You say amen, oh man. I'm the man, ooh man. Say something. We're more concerned about what we got in our bank accounts, what we got in our pantries. We don't care about helping other people anymore. Oh, we get mad about helping folks. They come asking me for some money. Who they think I am? Do I look like I'm rich? You look like you can help, because you're a Christian. And most of the time, Christians got something that they can go back and get, because the Lord will supply all your need according to his riches and glory. We got to learn how not to be, you know, so selfish. Do you know that's why the country is in the shape it's in today? Is because of greed. You know, they had an initiative that Paula White was trying to launch under Donald Trump. Paula White is a televangelist. And they were saying that the churches ought to help the people in the community because they got the money. That's what they said. And, you know, they had a big forum about it, and she actually believed this, all because, you know, she got all the money because people send it to her. And she left one church in debt and got another church that had a 20-something million dollar surplus, so she ought to have it to help in her community. But there are churches like the ones that we are in today that don't have that. That if we feed about 20 or 30 people now, we start to think about, you know, how we're going to raise the next offer. You get what I'm saying? So when they talk about taking care of people in the community, they're talking about clothing them, feeding them on a daily basis. They talk about all of this stuff, paying their bills, doing, you know, things like that to make sure they got. And, you know, I have no problem with that at all. But then you're the same people that say that the church gets too much money. Same people don't want the church to have money, but you want the church to take care of people. Now, if we were doing what we are supposed to do, then we would have no need for the welfare system, because everybody would be a part of a church, and then we could take the benevolent offering and give it just like they did at the Church of Jerusalem to the widows and the orphans and the people who truly don't have nothing, and then we would get lazy people back to work, preach. Then we would get, y'all, you hear what I'm saying? If people were in church like they should, they would understand the man that don't work can't what? Eat, and they would understand that, and they would understand giving, and then we would all have what we needed. But since we are not in the perfect world and we are not perfecting church as we should, we have to do what we're doing. But he talks about greed, and there's no room for a church or a Christian to have greed, because as long as you got greed, you won't be focused on what you need to be focused on. The next verse is he goes down, he talks about how your eye ought to be single. So you can't keep focusing on two or three things at a time. Then he says that you only can serve one master. He talks about all of this so that we can finally get our priorities together and our life straight so that we can know what to do because we serve too many masters. He said you'll either love one and hate the other. You're not going to serve.